Let me start by this way. Hay muchos hispanos que viven en este estado. There's a lot of Hispanic Americans who live in this state. And there's a lot who live in my state as well, which is a reminder that our party must broaden our base. I've tried to use my compassionate conservative message to do just that in the state of Texas and all across the country.
That was Texas Governor George W. Bush, December 6, 1999, speaking Spanish during a Republican presidential campaign primary debate held in Phoenix, Arizona. The future president was one of many politicians from both parties who have spoken Spanish in a variety of public and political venues. This episode of C-SPAN's The Weekly is marking Cinco de Mayo by hearing other politicians speak Spanish. Cinco de Mayo is a Mexican holiday. It's a celebration of the Mexican victory over French forces at the Battle of Puebla on May 5, 1862. But American politicians speaking Spanish is not just a tradition limited to the Mexican community. Politicians have conducted outreach with other Spanish-speaking communities and countries, too, in official settings and on the campaign trail. We begin in the U.S. Senate with a Democrat. During a June 11, 2013 debate over immigration, Tim Kaine of Virginia gave a 14-minute floor speech in Spanish. Here's how Senator Kaine began.
Madam President.
Senator from Virginia.
I ask unanimous consent that I be able to deliver a floor speech on immigration reform in Spanish.
Without objection.
I will provide a translation of my remarks in Spanish and in English for the congressional record. El Senado ha comenzado un debate histórico sobre una reforma migratoria comprensiva. Hemos tenido y continuaremos a tener horas para debatir este asunto. Creo que es apropiado que tome unos pocos minutos para explicar la legislación en español, un lenguaje que ha sido hablado en este país desde que misioneros españoles fundaron a San Agustín, Florida, en 1565. El español también es hablado hoy por casi 40 millones de americanos.
Here's the translation of Senator Kaine's remarks as printed in the Congressional Record. The Senate has begun a historic debate on comprehensive immigration reform. We have had and will continue to have hours of debate on this issue. I think it is appropriate that I spend a few minutes explaining the bill in Spanish, a language that has been spoken in this country since Spanish missionaries founded St. Augustine, Florida in 1565. Spanish is also spoken by almost 40 million Americans. Now, a Republican senator. On February 26, 2003, James Inhofe of Oklahoma recalled when he was mayor of Tulsa.
We had a sister city in San Luis Potosí, Mexico. And when they would come up there once a year for this big exchange program, I can remember standing there in front of all of our citizens, our Hispanic citizens of Tulsa, and saying, como alcalde de la ciudad de Tulsa, yo quiero decir, es un gran placer tener ustedes aquí en nuestra ciudad. Creemos que la ciudad de San Luis Potosí es la ciudad más hermosa de todas las ciudades del mundo. And their faces shined, and they realized we were participating in their culture, and they in ours.
Switching to the other chamber of Congress, here's Representative Maria Salazar. The Republican from Florida held a press conference on November 16, 2021. The topic, the Cuban government response to protests. First, she spoke in English.
I call once again on this administration to work with the technology companies to provide internet to Cuba. There are no excuses. Cuba will be free soon, we know that. The Castro's days are numbered and they know it. The regime knows that their days are numbered. The Cuban people are on the right side of history. The United States needs to be with them. Now it's up to the Biden administration to do so.
Then Congresswoman Salazar gave that message in Spanish.
Que no están solos. Por eso le estamos pidiendo a la administración del presidente Biden una vez más, y yo lo he hecho muchas veces, que prenda el internet, que llame a las compañías que tienen la tecnología de hacer que el internet se pueda subir en Cuba cuando ETETSA lo tumbe. Por eso le estoy pidiendo ahora una vez más a la administración del presidente Biden que haga el due diligence, que haga lo que tiene que hacer y que provee conectividad a los cubanos. Eso es lo único que necesitamos y los cubanos harán el resto. Los cubanos están del lado correcto de la historia. Ahora depende que esta administración esté con los cubanos del lado correcto de la historia.
For Democrats, here's New York Congresswoman Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez. She spoke on the House floor December 15, 2022. The House was debating a measure to require Puerto Rico to hold a vote to determine its future political status.
These gains are incredibly important, and they are a waypoint and a stepping stone for the future of our island. And, you know, I think it sends a very strong message to all. And for there to be any vote, we hope, prior to any vote, we hope that the energy of people both in the diaspora and on the island are here. And lastly, but certainly not least, as we ring out in the refrain that is said among people across the world and Puerto Ricans across the world, yo sí soy boricua, pa que tú lo sepa. And I yield my time back to the chair.
Sirs, the gentlelady will provide a translation.
And the gentlelady did indeed provide a translation. According to the congressional record, she said, I am Puerto Rican, so you know. Now, party conventions. And we'll go back to the 80s to hear Spanish spoken from the podium. First, here's Democratic Massachusetts Governor Michael Dukakis accepting the nomination for president July 21st, 1988, at his party's convention in Atlanta.
And when a man named Willie Velasquez y cuando un Willy Velasquez can register thousands of his fellow citizens as voters, puede inscribir decenas de miles de sus conciudadanos para votar. When Willy Velasquez can bring new energy and new ideas and new people, brindando así nuevas energías, nuevas ideas y nuevas personas into courthouses and city halls and state capitals of the Southwest, a los gobiernos municipales y estatales del suroeste, my friends, we are all enriched and ennobled.
4 years earlier, at the Republican convention, the keynote speaker was Catherine Ortega. She was the treasurer of the United States and the most prominent Hispanic official in the Reagan administration. On August 20, 1984, in Dallas, Texas, Catherine Ortega became the first Hispanic woman to deliver the keynote speech at a national party convention.
To those millions of Democrats abandoned by their national leadership in San Francisco, Democrats who were shut out of their traditional party home, we Republicans here in Dallas say we welcome you to our home. Nuestra casa es su casa.
And not just in nationally televised conventions, politicians running for president speak Spanish on the campaign trail, too. Like Pete Buttigieg. The Democrat was in Des Moines, Iowa, April 17, 2019, speaking at an event hosted by the Asian and Latino Coalition.
If somebody thinks America's full, I can tell you my community in Indiana isn't full. We were built for 130,000 people, and we only got 100 now. So I got enough fire stations and roads. And police officers and water capacity to take 30,000 more people, and I could use 30,000 more taxpayers to help us fund it. También me gustaría decir que proteger los senadores y establecer un sentido de unificación es una prioridad para mi campaña, pero debe ser una prioridad por el presidente, porque el presidente es el presidente de todo el pueblo que están aquí.
Now we return to Republican George W. Bush. We opened with him speaking Spanish in a 1999 debate in Phoenix, Arizona. We'll close with Governor Bush the next year, after he got the Republican nomination, August 12, 2000, and he was back in Arizona, Prescott, Arizona.
We trust people, not government. This is a campaign that's going to empower individuals to realize the American dream. We don't want anybody left behind as we go into the 21st century. We want the hope and promise of this great land to spread its wings throughout all our society. Queremos que todos que viven en este país puedan realizar los sueños americanos. We want everybody to be able to realize the American dream in the great land called America.
And now our bonus clip. Conan O'Brien is not a politician. Conan O'Brien has not run for president. He's a comedian. But Conan O'Brien has done something few politicians have done. He has been the featured entertainer at a White House Correspondents Association dinner twice. His second appearance at the Washington Hilton was 10 years ago, April 27, 2013, just over a week before Cinco de Mayo. And Conan O'Brien spoke Spanish.
The demographics of this country have been rapidly changing over the past two decades, and I look forward to hosting this event 18 years from now. Then my opening line will be, Buenas noches, es un honor poder hablar en esta escena de los corresponsales de la Casa Blanca. Sí, especialmente al presidente Mario López.
We have 8 more years to see if either Conan O'Brien prediction comes true. For now, that's it for this episode of C-SPAN's The Weekly. A reminder, you can do your own searches in the C-SPAN Video Library. Just go to cspan.org and use the search bar on top. There's lots more politicians speaking Spanish to be found. Thanks for listening, happy searching, and happy Cinco de Mayo. And we leave with a rare second bonus clip. It's Mexican singer Vicente Fernandez. The Grammy-winning mariachi legend performed at the 2000 Republican Convention, the same night George W. Bush gave his acceptance speech, and he plays us out.
De la Sierra Morena, cielito lindo, vienen bajando un par de ojitos negros, cielito lindo, de contrabando. Ese lunar que tienes, cielito lindo, junto a la boca.